Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. In the absence of Commissioner Chair of the Willows Planning Commissioner Bob Griffith, I, Jose Hansen, as Vice Chair, will be conducting the meeting. Today is July 15th, 2020, and we're starting just a couple minutes late as we're waiting for Bob Griffith. It is 7:03. Staff?
Pledge allegiance.
I believe that the notice has to...
Sure, notice goes first.
Has to be spoken.
Okay, we must do our legal notice saying pursuant to N-25-20, issued by Governor Gavin Newsom, suspending portions of the Brown Act, the July 15, 2020 Willows Planning Commission meeting will be held open to the public. We will be limiting the number of members of the public physically present in council chambers at City Hall in order to observe recommended social distancing practices. Members of the public who choose to attend in person are strongly advised to wear a mask, which has been provided by the staff, or other face covering, and to wash their hands and use hand sanitizer frequently. In addition to maintaining at least 6 feet of distance between themselves and any others who are not members of their household to minimize the possibility of transmission of the COVID-19 virus. For those members of the public who are at high risk or prefer not to attend in person, the city is also providing a mechanism through which they may attend the meeting telephonically by following the instructions below. The dial-in number is area code 605, phone number 313-5611. That's 605-313-5611. And the access number is 404-150. Again, access number 404-150. Now, call to order. First, we will do the Pledge of Allegiance. Commissioner Mueller, would you lead, please?
Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Okay, Chair Griffith? Vice Chair Hansen?
Here.
Commissioner Woods?
Here.
Commissioner Mueller?
Here.
We do have a quorum, so we will be able to conduct business. Number four on our agenda, public comment, written communications. A, public comments. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any item or items not on the agenda may do so at this time by stating your name and address. Then please wait until you're recognized by the vice chairman. No formal action will be taken unless the matter is placed on a future agenda. Each member of the public attending in person or caller will be limited to 3 minutes. If you are calling in to provide public comment, use the call-in information below, as we mentioned before. Area code 605-313-5611 with the access number 404-150. Anybody on the line? I would say that there's no one on the line. Anybody in the audience? Very silent audience. Okay. That is the end of the public comment time. Consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the Planning Commission and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a commission member requests, in which the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the Commission A, approve the minutes of the regular Planning Commission meeting held on June 17, 2020.
I so move.
Okay, Mr. Woods has moved to approve the consent agenda. Do we have a second?
A second.
Commissioner Mueller has seconded. All in favor, do so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay, it is the consent agenda has been approved for the minutes of the regular commission meeting held on June 17, 2020.
Can I back up 2 seconds?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't believe I was present for that, so can I vote? I can't vote on that.
Oh, that's true.
So you'll have to second.
Okay, so I will, Jose Hansen will second that.
Okay,
and then we should probably re-vote then.
What we'll do is we'll postpone it until the next meeting.
Yes, because we would not have a quorum because Commissioner Mueller was absent. There would only be two voting members. We will have to approve the minutes in the next meeting in August. To be continued. August, wow, already going towards August. Okay, thank you. Thank you for that, Commissioner Mueller. That was very astute of you. Number six on our agenda, regular business agenda, public hearings. Staff recommends Commission receive the staff report, discuss and upon conclusion, consider recommendation of the City Council to attach resolution approving a zoning text amendment to the Municipal Code /zoning ordinance. And the resolution reads, "A resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Willows recommending the City Council approve a zoning text amendment to the municipal code /zoning ordinance as listed on Exhibit A with other texts remaining unchanged." Any discussion? Staff first, please.
Thank you, Vice Chair and Commissioners, this evening. I'm bringing another text amendment to you, and this is a modification of an existing text that is within our non-conforming use code. This section that we're specifically bringing before you is 18.110.090 subsection 8. And this is concerning uses within the CG and the CC district. Just a little background, those two districts were redesignated in June of 2000 when a number of zoning changes and such were made to our code. These two districts, they combine, they total a little over 200 parcels. And prior to the redesignation in 2000, there was a mix of districts, R4, office professional, and general commercial, which they changed and modified into these two districts. At that time, changes were also made to the text within the Central Commercial District to make it more compatible with the concept of downtown, as there were guidelines implemented as well. And then uses for both of these districts really mirrored one another regarding residential uses, either permitted or conditionally permitted. In September 2017, staff brought before the Commission a text amendment to allow for single-family residential use of existing single-story structures within these two zones. The text amendment was actually a result of a joint CC and PC meeting that was held in 2017 where the discussion of housing was the topic. So the text amendment resulted in implementation of that exception. Prior to this code amendment, though, staff had been approached regarding uses of existing structures built as single-family residences to consider them useful again. And at that point, there was some that were changed to commercial uses, but they wanted to revert back to the structure as a residential use. So that was the premise of bringing that text amendment in 2017 to the Commission. Currently, though, the current exemption to the code under nonconforming allows for single-story structures within these two zones to be allowed the residential use status by way of a use permit. And in doing, been contacted again, so as a result of that, I did do some canvassing of these districts to understand what was in the kind of structures were in these districts, and there are more than single-story structures, so therefore it would seem right in order to stay the same was to allow another structure that wasn't single-story to be allowed as a residential use as well. So in this, what this does is then take from that existing code section and strike the words single story so that it does read existing structures located within the Central Commercial District or General Commercial District originally constructed as a single family dwelling to be may be allowed for use as a single family residence by way of a conditional use permit. I'm emphasizing the single family residential as a note because these structures that I am thinking of or have been changed over already in the past couple years have all been single-family residents. I want to bring this to the Commission's attention so that if you feel the same in the same vein as I do, that I don't want to see these move into a multi-family. So they were built as a single-family,
right.
Keep them as a single-family. And so if there is a structure that is larger than a one-story, there could be the possibility that there could be a lot more residents. So if the fact that they were built as a single-family residence, I'd like to keep that, and that would be my intention. If you feel the same way, then that we would, you know, proceed ahead with this. So that's why I inserted those words of single-family in there, so that it was clear that it was a single-family use, built single-family use allowed to come back. So that, just a little explanation of why I highlighted the single family on that.
Well, I think that's what we're trying to accomplish, is let these houses be
what they were intended
to be.
But right. I think that's great, the clarification you made about single family, rather than there can be instances where people use a dwelling for beyond its intended purpose, so yes.
Well, I
I can understand that sometimes you want to maximize a building. However, if it was built at what it was, let's revert back to what it was and not change the intent. And also that, you know, that way it's very clear, I think, to the individual who wants to make a change, what they're up against. So with that, this was noticed in the public hearing, was noticed in the local paper, and staff has determined that this is exempt from CEQA according to section 15061 subsection 3. And with that, I am open for any other questions or comments, but this is a public hearing, so I'll let you let that happen.
Thank you. Shall we hear from the commission? Do you have anything to add?
I just have an educational question for myself. So the zoning, the GC and the CC on the map, some of that, basically the way that I'm reading this is if that single family residence were to be torn down, then it defaults back to the CG, or the GC and the CC zoning?
Excellent question.
So whatever's there can stay, but if it gets torn down, then it reverts.
It loses that status.
And they're basically running under a conditional use permit right now, essentially.
Anybody who wanted to continue that, yes.
Okay.
And that would be extended until that use, for I guess into perpetuity, until something changed. Like say they decided to go back to a commercial use in that structure.
Oh, so just the same structure, if it reverts to a commercial use, can't go back to residential?
I wouldn't say that it can't flip.
Okay.
But in your first question, if they removed it, could they build back a single family dwelling?
Right.
No. They would have to adhere to the existing code. The existing code says that second story or mm-hmm. higher. So I had anticipated and thought about changing a couple or adding a couple of words to both that section of the CC and the CG district. I was going to add the word new. So new residences and new boarding houses, a new one had to. However, this, as you read that through that section and as I read through it, everything says you have to do all of this except if you follow under this exception. So there was no need to insert any new wording because the exception covered that issue.
Okay.
Existing, fine. New, not so fine.
Now, if somebody has, sorry for so many questions, but if somebody has a single, if they're living in the property as a single family residence and then they decide to turn it into a business and then go back to a single family, is there any zoning that they have to worry about, or they can just continue as is because the zoning is attached to the structure?
Just be through the use permit process.
Okay.
Thank you, Commissioner Mueller. Very great questions.
It always helps to clarify when you do, you know, these existing structure situations always kind of serve to be some kind of a problem. How do you deal with them when
right.
there's a house in the middle of a commercial zone? And because the city is old here and we have had history here, it's not uncommon that would happen.
Okay.
Commissioner Woods, you have something more to add?
No, I have been approached about this, so I'm glad to see that we're addressing it.
Oh, great.
When that happened, when they changed the zoning, which was a great plan, but there were these little, and we've addressed this on other things, so this is just one more little cleanup. I'm pleased to see this coming.
Okay, I guess we could open for a public comment. Anyone from the public wish to give their 2 cents worth on this issue? Hearing none, we will close the public hearing. Do we have a resolution or from the commission?
I'm looking for the motion. I'm trying to figure it. Where is it? So this is where I move to, and then I read the paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, I'm a month off, and I lost all my mojo. So I move to adopt the resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Villa Hills granting use permit and design review approval.
Whoop.
Nope. I'm in the wrong one. Sorry. Scratch that.
That's the problem with those computers.
I know.
You got to get right to the right spot, yeah.
Where is it?
Six.
You want this?
Yes, thank you. Sorry. I'll scratch that. All right. Do I just say I move?
Yeah.
All right. I move a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Willows recommending the City Council approve a zoning text amendment to the municipal code zoning ordinance as listed on Exhibit A with other text remaining unchanged.
I second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those in opposed? Passes. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'll move that on to
you. When does this go to the city? They just met last night. So.
Yes, I could probably have it on their end of the month meeting. My anticipation is to get this on the next one and then move it in the first one, and then within 30 days after that, it'll be code.
Okay. So then will you be notifying the people that have questions?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thanks, Karen. You're the best.
Okay. Moving on to number 7 on our agenda, commission/staff reports or comments. Staff?
Well, I just have, definitely good news is always good to start out with. You might see several projects that are starting to move dirt and get out in their parcel, and that's the McDonald's project down by Walmart, the Rumiano project out on South Tehama, and the 24-unit apartment complex, which is off of Sycamore Street across from the senior complex. All of those have been issued their building permits and have started work. And then additionally, the 251 South Tehama, those building for the change of use apartment from motel to apartments, they have their building plans in plan check. I haven't been issued a building permit just yet, but they are moving forward with
that. Is that the one on the north side or the north end of town or the south end?
South, south end. South 251 South Tehama. That's where the old Safari Motel
right.
was.
Cross Street Laurel.
Laurel, yes. Yeah. Tehama and Laurel. So that those projects are all in the works, and we're glad to have that them all working. And Clay is going to be a building inspector on all three of those, four of those projects.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, great.
Yay, Clay.
Yes, so we're getting focused on
we'll
those projects.
We'll let him retire, will we?
Got him focused on those projects.
He can't leave me alone. He's got to be there to help me.
I just received, looking to the future, I'm not sure about this being on the next agenda, but it could be. I received another use permit for a change of from motel to apartments as well.
Which one?
601.
North
Tehama.
That's the north one, the other one you talked about.
Okay, so he had not come forward with that yet. So
he has not, no. I took before you probably a couple of years ago, a year and a half or 2 years ago.
Right, to redo the
to extended stay motel. He is about to get a final CO probably sometime next week on that. So that project, could land next month, depending on comments and stuff. I'm just going to be sending it out for comments, so I'm not sure about that. But nonetheless, I have a couple of things to continue to keep taking care of, and probably bring in some more text amendments throughout the year.
Any more on the dispensary?
I am working. Actually, they had submitted a resubmittal in I think it's late May. That went back to them for some redos. Site plan wasn't up to par at all, so they needed to add a bunch of things in. So I just got a phone call yesterday from an engineer that they probably are going to partner up with that is going to provide a better site plan that's going to be. So I would anticipate if they get that into me here, within the next couple months, we'll probably see that it'll be a use permit and a design review coming before you for that project. And possibly after that, they're going to do a lot line adjustment as well for that project. So, got some going.
The Sycamore Apartments, the 24 unit, is that considered low income, senior living?
It's affordable housing.
Affordable
yes.
housing?
It's a home grant. So, we did get affordable housing money to be able to help that. And just we have an administrative subcontractor that has been hired through an RFP that's going to manage. So
and do all of the Davis-Bacon labor standards and all of our reporting and all of our documents that are necessary for the next year for that project to get off. But they anticipated probably about a 10-month project once the time they get in and out the door.
Do you know where that's at?
Yeah.
So they're going to be probably parking their office trailer on the adjacent lot right next to the Sycamore apartment, so that adjacent lot there, because their whole apartment or their whole lot will be taken up by movement of the dirt and stuff. Same as McDonald's. They've their construction lot is, I think they leased from the county the part across the street, so that they could have that as their operational headquarters. So,
how long do they anticipate that project taking?
10 months, I think.
I'd say less than that. The McDonald's.
Uh-huh. Oh, that one.
I'd say less than that. They made it kind of clear that they have
that's such a canned.
Yeah, that they have a full deadline.
They have a fall deadline, or it's big bucks for them. So they've made that clear.
Usually, when franchise like that hits go, it's all just cookie cutter.
It's a cookie cutter. They have someone come in.
Yeah.
And as you can see, you probably see that they've raised their pad.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we were actually, I was looking at that wondering if it was going to affect, if it was going to cause additional flooding in the Walmart parking lot.
They've got to account for every bit of that. Yeah. And that, I think that's what took, because we did get them approvals and we did move this along as quickly as possible.
Exactly.
And then there was a big stopgap.
Reaching home.
Yep.
Yeah.
So when that happened, they had to redesign their building. And
did they reconsider the runoff waters?
So
it looks like it. If you look at the grading, it looks like it was...
They had to, you know, get all of those plans reviewed, and 100% of runoff has to be captured. So I know that there are under the ground areas for storage of water and such too, that it's the new law, and our engineer, you know, did look that over. So he gave his stamp on it, so I'm sure that met that criteria. But they can't let that run off to cause any additional flooding.
Right.
They have to take care of their own water on site.
Right, yeah.
So, but haven't heard anything about what's going to happen to the existing one, so we'll see when that transition takes place. But other than that, that's all I have on my plate at this point that I can discuss with you.
Thank you, Planner Mantella. Commissioners, anything else you'd like to discuss or bring up or ask?
I don't think I'm all good.
Hang on for 3 more weeks, right?
There is no timeline. It's just hang on.
Just hang on.
Just hang on. just be creative and hang on.
There you go.
Okay, with that, we will adjourn at 7:25. Yeah, I feel for you guys, man. He was